Hi there. Welcome to the Agency Toolkit Podcast, a podcast where we discuss stories, strategies, and techniques to help you build a successful and profitable digital marketing agency. Our episodes contain inspiring conversations with CEOs and entrepreneurs and leave you with actionable tips, ideas, and strategies you can implement into your business today. We are happy to have you with us. So grab a cup of coffee, sit back, and get inspired.
Hello, and thank you for tuning into today's episode of the Agency Toolkit. I'm your host, Julia McLaughlin. I'm here today with my guest, Gareth Bain of Gotlegs Digital, and today we are discussing daily rituals to grow your business. Gareth is a specialist growth marketer with over 14 years of experience and a BA honors degree in brand and strategic leadership, as well as a diploma in public relations and communications. He has worked with blue chip companies such as American Express, MoneyGram International, Blackstone Property Group, and MarketWatch, as well as bootstrap startups and scale-ups from around the world. Thanks so much for joining us today, Gareth.
Hi, Julian. Yeah, great. Thanks for having me on.
So let's delve into a couple of questions so that we can get to know you a little bit. So tell us, where are you tuning in from today?
So today I'm calling in from the other side of the pond. I'm in from London, England, although my accent doesn't sound very, very British. So originally I'm from Cape Town, South Africa, but been in England for a while.
I love that. And what would you say motivates or inspires you?
Ooh, good question. What motivates me? I like pushing myself. So I'm kind of a driven person. Mm-hmm. So I kind of like to set myself a lot of aspirational goals. And by setting myself goals and putting kind of dates and deadlines to them, I kind of drive myself to kind of achieving them. Sucker for punishment. I always push myself too hard. it's what kind of gets me out of the bed in the morning. So you set yourself some goals. I like traveling. I like work. So that's kind of where my main focus goes in most of the time.
Yeah, it's great when you set those goals, but then you set those dates that you have to abide by. And that's a game changer. It's so important.
So, yeah, that's the difference between your dreams and your goals. Is your dreams don't ever have a date on them. That's why, you never achieve them. But when you put a date there, it's like, oh my gosh, that's quite real. I've got to achieve that by then. Oh my gosh.
Exactly. Yeah. And I don't think enough people talk about setting that date, setting that hard deadline that you want to achieve that by. So I like that you brought that up. So how did you get into digital marketing?
It's always been something I've wanted to get into. I found digital marketing fascinating. I often describe digital marketing as being like a little bit of a detective. Mm-hmm. You've got to kind of solve the problems and find the clues. And why did someone buy and why didn't they buy? Yeah. So initially, I wanted to study digital marketing. I filled out all the applications, but I was a bit too slow on the uptake, and the class was full when I applied. So I sat there very despondent, going, what am I going to do now? I can't waste another year. Mm-hmm. And the gentleman who I was speaking to was like, well, why don't you try public relations? It's pretty similar, just do that. And in the office, I had no idea what it was. And I said, that sounds brilliant. If it's similar to marketing, I really want to do marketing, sign me up. So I filled out all the papers. And then I went home and researched what public relations and communications was. So that's where I started out in my career, doing PR, brand, reputation management and things like that. And loved it, but always had that yearning to kind of go into the marketing side of things.
Right.
And I've slowly moved my career over into marketing as I've been able to work across a broad spectrum of clients. So, awesome. Really enjoyable.
Nice. And then, so how did Gotlegs Digital come about?
So there's two parts to the company. So the name Gotlegs Digital, there's, the commercial element where mm-hmm. we help businesses to get legs and grow. In a marketing term, that's got legs, this has got legs.
Yeah.
Legs represents footfall, traffic, traffic in your funnels. So we help businesses to get legs and grow. But on the other hand, we help people that have amputees get prosthetic legs. So by working with us as a business, we donate prosthetic legs to amputee survivors throughout Africa.
That's amazing.
So, yeah. So like, for instance, we don't have necessarily KPIs. We have KMIs, which is your key moments of impact. Mm-hmm. So how many people's lives are we going to impact this year in our work that we do, rather than how much millions are we going to make, or how many hundreds of thousands? It's more about the impact that we make on the lives of people. So we get really excited when we sign a new client, because we know potentially that we're going to actually help another 12 more people get legs and change their life, you know, completely.
That's amazing. So how many prosthetic legs have you guys been able to donate at this point?
So far, last year we donated 137. And this year we're on track for donating about 150 at this stage.
Okay.
So we're working with a really cool organization. Not only are we donating prosthetic legs, but also part of, you know, losing a leg is very much mindset. You know, there's the depression, there's dealing with it. So we're also helping with kind of, you know, how do people get through that traumatic experience, and how they overcome it, and what happens next, and how they deal with their leg. So there's a whole lot of things that go into that side of the business. Not only just, you know, here's a prosthetic leg and walk away. There's a much broader aspect to that project.
Yeah. So like my next question was, how do you guys differentiate yourself from other agencies? So that's such an amazing way to just give back and really set yourself apart as well.
Absolutely. I mean, we're very much purpose before profit. Mm-hmm. And we believe that, you know, there's enough money to go around to help everyone. You know, if like what we do, we kind of donate a percentage of our profits, you know, to this organization, to these charitable deeds that we're doing. And it's become part of our business. So when we work with clients, we say to them, you know, just by working with us, you know, you're helping making this impact. And what we'd really like to do at a later stage is actually bring clients on that journey with us. So when we actually go and hand these legs over, we can actually take some of our long-term clients with us to be part of this journey.
That's so cool.
At this stage, we share the stories. So we say, you know, just by working with us, you helped John and Peggy and Sue, and, you know, they were studying and now they can go to university, or they were unemployed and now they have a job and they're a bus driver, you know, things like that. So it's those heartfelt stories that really do make an impact. And it helps with the decision making when it comes to working with an organization, you know.
Yeah, I love that. That's where it's at. You know, you've got to help other people and give back. And I think if more businesses did that, the world would be a different place.
Absolutely. I mean, we can't rely on government to do everything. And, you know, if we're all just helping each other out, you know, the world would be a much better place.
Yeah, definitely. And it's rewarding, you know, it's enjoyable. So I know, like, I'm pretty involved in my local Rotary Club, and
brilliant.
Which it's very like, we give back locally, but it's so awesome. And I encourage everyone to get involved with their local Rotary Club, because it's all over the world.
Absolutely. I mean, it's very hard, again, as a CEO, you know, when you're running your agency, you know, how do you stay motivated? Mm-hmm. You know, and one of the elements how we stay motivated is, it's like, well, if we stopped now, what would the impact be on these people that we're helping every day?
Yeah. You
know, the why is so much bigger than just like, all right, well, we didn't sign that client, you know. It's like, how can we do better? You know, so when we wake up and we look at our monthly targets and how many legs and lives we've impacted, you know, that keeps us motivated. And
absolutely.
And when you know that you're handing these things over and you can actually see the smile, the tears, you know that you've changed someone's life there and then. Words can't describe how that makes you feel. So it's really good, really powerful.
That is powerful. That's so cool. I love that. So let's delve into our topic now. So today we're going to be discussing daily rituals to grow your business, which is, I think, another amazing topic. So can you tell us to start? So what are your, when you start your day off, what are your morning rituals? What do they look like?
Yeah. So morning rituals, I kind of get up around about 7 a.m. we're all working from home at the moment, so there's no more of this commute. So I set my alarm at like 5 to 7, wake up, and then I've got a kind of a morning routine. It's yoga from 7 till 15:15. Then from 15:15 to past, I do meditation for 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. Then after that, another 15 minutes of visualization. Where's the business going? What do we need to do? What are we aspiring to? And then another 15 minutes of gratification. What am I grateful for? What are my blessings? You know, how do I stay motivated?
Wow.
Then at 8 o'clock, at 8 o'clock, I'm like, right, it's time to plan the day. What are we doing in terms of, you know, calendars, getting my day planned out?
Yeah.
And then I listen to 15 minutes of audiobooks, mm-hmm, and podcasts while I'm making breakfast and getting ready to start the day, to get me pumped up for the morning ahead. And then, yeah, starting around about 9 o'clock, fully energized.
Yes, absolutely. That is a very cool morning routine. I love that. I might start doing that. It sounds like a power hour. Like you hit everything in 15 minute increments.
Absolutely. Yeah. You do feel really inspired by the time you get there. You've done your energy workouts, you know, so you've got the blood pumping, you've had time to kind of center yourself with the meditation. And again, not a lot of emails are coming through at that stage. No one's in the office yet. So you've got that peaceful time where it's time for your own. And again, you know, I feel the days that I do that are much more productive than the days that I'm like, oh, let me just sleep in a little bit and get a bit of a rest.
Yeah.
Like I'm always just catching my tail afterwards.
I agree. And do you do a guided meditation, or are you just sort of like in silence? How do you do your meditation?
Yeah, I have to do a guided meditation. I'm not as advanced in meditation as I'd like to be. My mind kind of just wanders off and I'll start thinking about random things and work and stuff like that. So a guided meditation is really useful for me. I just focus on that and just do what they tell me.
Okay.
It's much easier.
Yeah, absolutely. So what are your non-negotiable daily rituals related to your health? I know we've covered some of them with your morning ritual. Are there any other ones you'd like to add to that?
Yeah, I focus again very much that kind of healthy mind, body, soul, you know, that well-being is important. Going to the gym is important for me as well. I used to be able to kind of go to gym before kind of started this morning routine. So I do that, you know, 15 minutes of yoga helps me there. And now I go to the gym in the evenings. Mm-hmm. But it's good. It kind of, you know, releases the tension, the stress that's been built up.
Yeah.
It releases endorphins. So it's good to just get out and run a bit, and, you know, clear your mind and think about things. It can't be all about work. So, yeah, I definitely do a lot more of the exercise, go out for walks in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. So kind of my lunchtime, I try and take about 15, 20 minutes just go out for like a brainstorming walk, think about things in the park. It is really nice that we're all kind of working remotely now that you can do this.
Exactly.
I didn't have this luxury when I was working in the office and had to commute an hour there and an hour back and you're in the concrete jungle. But now let's say COVID's given us this opportunity.
Exactly. Yeah. It's definitely the silver lining. Cause I do the same, around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Most days I just go for a run and then come back, and it's crazy how it can change your whole mindset. Cause there's been days where I've had a headache. I felt, you know, tired. I've got like that afternoon slump a little bit going on, and then I get back from the run and I just have a second wind. So it's really beneficial.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The blood pumps, the oxygen flows, you know, it kind of re-energizes you. Again, the walk, walk helps. But then sometimes as well, I also do maybe a 5 or 10 minute meditation. If I know that I've got a big meeting that's coming up, mm-hmm, a bit stressed from a presentation or something like that, mm-hmm, just take 10, 15 minutes, quiet myself, relax myself. Again, just a few more affirmation words, you know, just getting myself into that right mindset, as opposed to putting down that last Zoom call and racing into the next meeting, you know, go, go, go.
Yep.
Just taking that time throughout the day to just relax, take some time.
Yes,
you know, re-energize yourself.
I love that. So what tasks do you do every day to move the needle in your business?
So I think with a lot of business owners, you get stuck sometimes as the bottleneck in the company. Mm-hmm. Everything has to come through you, and you know, you have to work on, you know, delegating, but you know, no one does it as well as you. So I try and split up the days in trying to get everything that's inside my head into an SOP document, you know, something that's something that is easy for others to follow. Mm-hmm. And in the beginning, that was very hard for me because I was like, actually, if I give all this away to other people, they just do it. They rely on me. You know, will I be valued? But I've noticed how by doing that, how you actually empower more people mm-hmm. to hand over, you know, responsibilities.
Yeah.
So what I do now is when I'm doing my daily tasks and my daily work, I'm thinking to myself, can I record myself? And that's been one of the greatest things that I've done, is actually recording myself doing particular tasks throughout the day.
Yeah.
And just speaking over that. And then you speak over that tasks, explaining what you're doing, why you're doing, or how you're doing it. And then I've got a team member who draws that up. And that then becomes a template, a standard, a guide, an SOP of how we do certain things. Mm-hmm. So it's much easier to delegate that, to say, hey, John, just follow this video, follow this document. I need something to be done, as opposed to, I don't have time to brief you, just sort it out and hopefully you can do it as well as I can. When they, most of the time they don't, and you have to end up redoing it, and you're like, yep, I should have just done this in the first place.
Yeah,
that saved me a lot of time. So that's something that I focus on as a ritual to try and grow the business every day. It's just how much more documentation can I be putting together to help clearing me as a bottleneck in the business.
Makes a lot of sense. What would you say has been the most impactful task or habit that you've added to your routine when it comes to your business?
So in terms of drawing up the SOPs, something I also like to reflect on a lot on a daily basis is, where am I spending my time? So I've worked with a number of coaches before and mentors and things. And one of the things that they've advised me on previously was, just divide your time up into red, blue, black. So red goes to admin tasks. How many admin tasks am I doing per day, per 15 minutes, per hour? Mm-hmm. You know, filing, emails, things like that. Then blue goes into, how much income generation am I bringing into the business? Sales, yeah, marketing, brand, you know, focusing on purpose, things like that. And then black relates to strategy, you know, long-term planning, long-term income. Mm-hmm. So what I do now is I categorize my day and I look at the day and I'm like, how much percentage of my day is focused on red, blue, and black? And because I'm drawing up these SOPs, when I can go and say, oh, I'm spending 30% of my day doing a lot of red tasks, I've already drawn the videos up of these red tasks on SOPs. Right, I need to bring someone in, a junior, a VA, a PA, or something like that, that's going to handle all my red tasks.
Yep.
Here's the videos. Watch that. Now I can spend 60% of my time on blue.
That's so smart.
You know?
I love that.
And that's how I try and just keep lean and focused in terms of my time. Because as I say, as you know as well, and as most CEOs know, time is so precious. It's not enough hours in the day.
Yes. Some days. Yes, 100%. And you never want to get into that situation where you're, you know, in the business and not focusing on the things you need to be doing to move the needle, bring in more business, that sort of thing.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, your day can go by so fast just answering emails and just helping employees and stuff like that. If you don't focus it, you know, and work your day rather than the day works you, mm-hmm. It can just get, you know, taken over.
Definitely. So what are some things that you don't like to do, but you ensure you focus on every day because it is either important for your health or moves the needle?
So things that I don't like to do, I suppose just eating healthy. It's not something that I don't like to do. I mean, we do it.
Yes.
But again, it's more, I've kind of gone more, say plant-based, you know, and the eating mm-hmm. that I do at the moment. It gives me more energy. It helps, you know, a lot of meat kind of slows down your energy. So it's just kind of exploring those options a bit more. I'm not a fan of kale. So sometimes when I have a, I need a snack, I've got a snack on this kale chips. So I'm sitting there going, I'm not enjoying this, but I'm doing it because it's right, you know?
I love that. No, it's so true. And sugar is another big one. You know, like it's really crazy how much sugar is in absolutely everything, even bread. So, and it really does have big effects on your mental health and your energy levels. So that's something that I've really been consciously trying to cut back on.
I find sometimes as well, like you get that afternoon fog, you're just not thinking as clearly as you like.
Yeah.
And I notice a lot of the time that I'll get that if I have like, you know, sandwiches or things like that, where I have a lot of carbs, you get that carb coma.
Yeah, totally.
To touch on your other point, things that I don't necessarily like doing in the business is my copywriting. I do a lot of copywriting, but I'm probably not the best at it, and it takes me a little longer than probably it should.
Yeah.
So in a carb coma and doing copywriting, it just takes longer than it is, and I'm just slogging away at this going, I either shouldn't have had that sandwich, or I should have moved, you know, copywriting to the morning or something like that. So focusing on my better copywriting on other days.
Yeah, definitely. And it's interesting because there are certain times of the day. I know, like, I'm definitely, and I think most people are like this, more alert in the morning and doing those things that you know that you might need to be a little bit more alert for, focusing on that task in the morning. And then if it's like the afternoon and you've got like a more mundane admin task, saving it for the afternoon, I think that makes a lot of sense as well.
Yeah, it kind of working to your energy levels. You know, if you know that you're quite creative in the morning, put all your creative tasks there, you know, leave those emails to later on in the afternoon, you know, so that you kind of, you're working, you're in zone, you're in flow, that's it. And when you're in flow, you can just churn things out so much faster.
Yeah, absolutely. Dan Pink, he actually has written books about that, talking about, I can't remember the name of the book, but he's an expert on basically working towards, like, if you're a night owl, you work completely different than if you're a morning person. And he goes into detail, he breaks that all down. So it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you hear a lot of the people saying, oh, join the 5 a.m. club or the 6 a.m. club, you know, you get up and you got to do all these things. And for some people, they're night owls, you know, they'd rather work until midnight and sleep and wake up at 9. You know, it's not, you know, one size fits all. So definitely working towards your energy levels is a good way to kind of smash through work, I suppose.
Absolutely. So what are some ways that you ensure you're constantly improving your mindset on a daily basis?
I have the morning rituals where listening to podcasts, that keeps me up to date with the, kind of the latest, what's going on, things like that. Mm-hmm. I also have the audiobooks, and it's very much mindset audiobooks, personal development, kind of marketing related. I usually listen to marketing podcasts just because of the speed at which the marketing sector changes, and mindset books. It's just staying on top of things. I kind of try and do regular courses as well. You know, just learning, again, marketing changes almost on a weekly basis. Yeah. So you need to stay up to date with the latest trends and the latest algorithm updates and stuff like that. So, you know, not resting on your laurels, but just constantly just learning. And I find it interesting. I find it fun. So I'm always excited to learn a new thing and learn a new topic and share it with others.
That's awesome. And so where do you see Gotlegs Digital in 5 years' time?
5 years' time, hopefully helping a lot more people throughout Africa. Just making an impact on there, potentially getting some of those people to even work for Gotlegs, you know, kind of completing the full circle. Mm-hmm. I'd like to kind of grow the business and kind of be an international brand. So kind of having satellite kind of offices around the world, just helping more businesses, just kind of doing what they do. And just being kind of changing the industry, I suppose. We describe ourselves as an ethical marketing industry, a marketing agency. And we want to try and influence more businesses to become more ethical. You know, I believe that the marketing industry has a lot of cowboys and a lot of people that have just, you know, bought a few hour courses, and now they're the marketing specialists and experts.
Yeah, totally.
And they're out there flogging this, giving the marketers a bad name.
Yep.
And it's better than that. You know, there's a lot of people that have been in this industry for a long time. They're working on the good ethics, the good stuff. Mm-hmm. And there's that to it, but then also bringing in the philanthropic ethics and saying, well, as an agency, you can kind of do good by helping other people in your community, or, you know, nationally or internationally.
Yeah. That's so cool. I love that you bring that up, because I have interviewed a lot of digital marketing entrepreneurs on my podcast, and no one has brought up anything about giving back to the community. And yeah, I think it's really cool to challenge businesses to do that, because it's so important. And yeah, not to do it for this reason, but it also really sets you apart from other agencies. So, you know, you've got that benefit as well. So I love that.
Yeah. And that's the important thing as well, just not to do, if there are other agencies that are thinking about doing things like that, is not to do washing, you know, and I say washing as in, you know, CSR or philanthropic or charity washing. You know, it's like, we're a good organization, we do well, but we also support a cancer organization. You know, it's just, you're doing it because you know you need to, or you know you have to. What we've done is we've kind of built this into the business. You know, this is in the ethos of what we do. If you're an agency and you're wanting to give back and stuff, build it into the business. Now, what do you do? What is your community in need of?
Yeah.
How can you help? How can you support things in a better approach?
Fully commit to it.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we're doing things here locally in the UK at the moment, where we're donating our time for free for businesses to do consultations, any marketing questions that they have, we will dedicate our time for free to help a business. And all we ask is that they make a donation to donating a leg. You know, so we see nothing
idea.
In terms of profit.
Yeah.
And we're using our skills, helping a business, and the business is then helping the people in need. You know? Mm-hmm. So it's a kind of a full circle. So it's really, really great.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Well, we are getting ready to wrap up here shortly, but first we have the Fast Five, which are five rapid fire questions. So first question, what's a book you've read that's made an impact on you?
Well, I'm listening to three audiobooks at the moment. they're old favorites. Unleash the Power Within, Tony Robbins, The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy, and then kind of The Miracle Morning by Hal Elrod.
Awesome. That's amazing. And then, so actually my second question we've already covered. I normally ask, what does your morning routine look like? But we've gone through that thoroughly, so we'll skip that one.
Yeah.
Is there a CEO that you follow or study?
I wouldn't say that there's one CEO in particular that I follow. What I like to do, I have a lot of CEOs that I work with in the networking communities and locally that mm-hmm. we speak with, mm-hmm. which is great, kind of listening to what stories that they're saying in their business. But I like to keep it more, if I'm at a certain level, I like to be kind of communicating with CEOs at a certain level. If we're all following Grant Cardone and 10X this and 10X that, I'd be working 24 hours a day. So I do follow the Grant Cardone's, Neil Patel's, and, you know, Seth Rogen's and things like that. But not to that extent. It's more coaches and mentors that are I follow at this stage.
Gotcha. What is your favorite online tool?
It might be a bit cheesy. Maybe it's not a tool at all, but Google and YouTube.
No, that is
totally those are tools.
The whole GC is, I know I couldn't work without it. So that is an acceptable answer.
it's so many times I'm like, just Google it. Let's Google it. You know, it's the gin mentality. It's let's Google it now. And Google has helped me out of so many problems. And again, YouTube, everyone goes to YouTube for problems. I'm like, videos, how do I do that? You know, so YouTube and Google, my best tools, my best friends.
Yeah, totally. And then Google's got like Google Drive, Gmail, like all that. It's just like,
absolutely.
Yeah, the world would be in trouble without Google.
Absolutely.
So last question, what's one thing you wish you had known when you began your career?
I think when I started my career, I was quite, I think like most people, I was hungry, I was driven, I wanted a career, you know, I wanted to buy a car, I wanted the fancy stuff. And I think I focused more on the job and the title and a paycheck. I think a little bit more than I should have. I think what I would have liked to have done is either while I was studying or while I was kind of just getting into the market was actually getting experience, you know, doing more apprenticeships, doing more internships, you know, more free hours in places. One, to learn the market and find out what I like and what I don't like. But also two, marketing is such a competitive industry now at the moment. And if you're just coming into that sector, you're competing with so many other people that don't necessarily have the expertise, the skills. Mm-hmm. So by setting yourself apart, you know, by getting all these skills, you're helping to position yourself further along in your career field. Now that the globe is kind of a everyone's interconnected, you know, we're all outsourcing things to, you know, India and the Philippines and in cheaper countries. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're just starting out in marketing now, it's like, why would I employ you when I could employ someone in those cheaper countries that actually has the experience? Mm-hmm. So that's what I would definitely have said, kind of focus a bit more on getting that free experience rather than focusing on the salary.
That's a great point. Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Gareth. It's been really great chatting with you.
Yeah, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Agency Toolkit. We hope you've learned something new that you can implement into your agency today. If you liked this episode, please subscribe to our podcast, and we'll see you next time.